Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master Teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angel of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences. And it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel guidance and angel advice today. So the number to call in for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. Again, that number to call in for that angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, hello, listeners. Again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you for listening in, whether you're listening in on computer, by phone. Perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Wherever you're listening, a big welcome to you. Now, firstly, the Posse of Angels are wearing their party hats and they're carrying balloons today because it's a huge anniversary for me, because it was 100 shows ago that I first went on air and created Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio to bring forth the inspirational and motivational messages from my beloved angelic family, the Posse of Angels. You know, for the past 100 weeks, I've had the joy and the honor of connecting with so many of you, sharing the insights and individual messages from the angels, and I do look so forward to the next 100 shows and continue to spread their joy and their laughter, their direction and clarity, and their great love that they have for all of us. Now, secondly, it is my overwhelming joy to wish my extraordinary husband, Pete, an early happy 10th anniversary. For on November 15th, it was 10 years ago that we met at a Come As Your Favorite Rock Star party. I decided to dress as Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac, and the only Elvis at the party was my husband, Pete, and he sat down at my table. And 5 days later, he asked to marry me. He said that he wanted to ask me after 3 days, but he thought he would wait for five. Our life together has been nothing short of magical. We encourage and support one another. We travel the world together. We work as one. We are the best of buddies who giggle and laugh and love and cherish each other as we allow each other to be exactly who we are. God smiled on me with such infinite grace when he gave me the greatest gift possible, the gift of my husband, Pete. You know, listeners, we've traveled continents. We've climbed enormous, challenging mountains together. We've stepped forward as two faithful children of God, following God's voice, and created heaven on earth wherever we go. If we accomplished this much in the first 10 years, I cannot wait to see what's on the horizon for us as we start our next 10 years together in perfect step. Now, there's a reminder here that the Angel Healing House November Writing Contest is still running, and you have time to enter, because until the end of the month, all you need to do is write a letter to qualify to win. So, just send a letter explaining how your life has been touched by the angelic messages from me and the Posse of Angels by either listening to my radio program, perhaps watching my YouTube videos, reading my Angel Healing House newsletters, being at my workshops or my presentations, studying Reiki with me, or if you've experienced your own session, Reiki sessions and angel readings with me. Three winners will be chosen to receive a gift certificate for either yourself or a loved one for an intuitive counseling session and Reiki session or an angel reading. The contest rules are as follows. Please send your letters to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. And they have to be received by midnight, November 30th, 2013. Below is a sample letter I received this week. Hi, Candy. I felt guided to email you. I listen to your shows on Blog Talk Radio each week, and I love your inspired messages in the beginning. They are absolutely beautiful and always in alignment for what I need to hear or what I'm currently thinking about. I also have received a couple readings from you on your show over the past few months, and they have always been spot on. Wishing you all the best with your TV and your film endeavors. I, like you, have been guided to move to healing and teaching through entertainment and larger international markets. So happy to connect with you from Blair. So if you would like to enter the contest, just like Blair did, again, send me a letter of how your life has been touched by Angel Healing House, myself, and the Posse of Angels. I see that we have several callers holding for that free angel advice, 719 720 and 678. You're all in the queue. But before we take those calls, I'd like to talk about our topic of today, which is called The Miracle of Angels of Faith. Now, to celebrate the blessing and the gift of my 100th Angel Healing House radio program, I'd like to center the show around the miraculous gift that was channeled to me in my book entitled Angels of Faith, and share with you the divine way that this book was given life. As many of us just celebrated Halloween, it seems like the official season of holidays is now underway. With many of these holidays, there are stories of miracles that are associated with them. And while many of these miracles are a part of particular holidays, the Posse of Angels wants us to consider what actually is a miracle and why they couldn't be a daily occurrence. You know, the dictionary definition of a miracle is that it is a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. When this supernatural intervention occurs in a human being's life, it is so life-altering that for those whose lives have been touched by this divine intervention, we are truly never the same again. One of the greatest miracles that ever happened for me was in the area of writing my book, and it came as a result of a message from a tiny bird. And if I was not open and clear enough in my heart to hear God speaking to me through this little bird, I would not have received such an enormous gift and blessing in my life. You know, after reconnecting to my divine, eternal nature in 2003, I was able to see, to hear, and to also easily communicate with my angelic family called the Posse of Angels. With this angelic connection, I became an open channel to bring forth information from God and the angels. It didn't matter what time of day it was, as whenever I sat down to write, messages would channel through me with absolute ease and absolute grace. Now, on one particular morning, I was surprised as my eyes popped open at 5:30 a.m. This was very unusual, as getting up early for me is usually around 7 a.m. You know, I tried to go back to sleep, but I felt this great, overwhelming urgency to get up and write. I turned on my computer, I fixed myself a cup of tea, and I decided that I would continue bringing forth my third book that I was working on. As I put my hands on the keys, nothing came forth. Rather perplexed, I took a couple of deep breaths, I repositioned my hands, and still nothing happened. This was odd, as every other time I wrote with total uninterrupted ease. Now, all of a sudden, the sound of a shrieking bird split the morning silence. Energy behind the bird shriek was one of urgency and desperation. You know, as I listened to the bird, I began to receive a series of tingles and shivers that went up and down my body. I immediately knew that this was no ordinary bird and that I needed to stop what I was doing and to go and investigate. The noise drew me to our bathroom window, and when I looked out, I saw that a tiny bird had built its nest in our disused clothesline right outside of the window, and that the bird was sitting on the nest. When that bird saw me, it locked eyes with me, and it frantically began to turn its head from side to side as it chirped up a storm. He hardly drew breath as he seemed possessed to tell me something very important. After 5 minutes, the bird completely stopped. He tilted his head to one side and just stared at me. I thought, what an odd experience, and I was glad for the renewed quiet, go back and concentrate on my writing. You know, listeners, when I sat down and I repositioned my fingers on the keyboard of my computer, my fingers began to type a very new, different story to the one I had previously been working on. After about 30 minutes of writing, My fingers came to a halt as I read this enchanting, beautiful story for the first time. Tears ran down my cheeks. The little bird wanted me to write my book, Angels of Faith, to help others reconnect to their own divine, eternal natures and remind us all of where we come from and the journey home that we all get to take. Since launching this enchanting book in 2010, it has been a magnet for people to connect with me and the work that I do. The channeled message and the angelic tone in the book touches people's hearts, and no matter where they are in the world, many of the readers seem to be experiencing some sort of magic. For instance, shortly after launching the book, I heard from a client who had ordered it in Australia. She told me that she loved the story, but that when she first read the book, something strange happened to her. She said that when she got three-quarters of the way through the book, her eyes started to well up with tears as she began to remember something that she'd forgotten long ago. I said to her, "What a beautiful response to my book. Could I use your statement in a testimonial?" And she said, "Of course." Well, 4 days later, I heard from a client in Santa Barbara, California, who had ordered 4 books for both family and friends. He congratulated me on my beautiful book, and he said he had to tell me of his experience. He said that when he read the story, he got three-quarters of the way through the book when he started to cry, and he remembered something that he had forgotten long ago. I was incredulous as he spoke almost the exact same words that the client in Australia had uttered just days before. It was 1 week later that I heard from a gentleman in Virginia who worked at an old age home who bought several copies of the book for the residents to read. Thanking me for writing such a beautiful book, he said that with so many residents either terminally ill and their loved ones coming to visit them and those residents who were crossing over, that the book gave them all and their loved ones hope in the knowledge that we are divine and eternal. He then added that he had a rather peculiar experience when he read the book. He tells me that he got halfway through the book when he felt his eyes misting over with tears and he remembered something that he had forgotten. In 1 week from Australia to California to Virginia. This was in 2010. Different people were experiencing a reconnection to their divine eternal nature and their real heavenly home. Angels of Faith and its message that death is not the end has touched others and my life so deeply that I cannot even fathom what would have happened if I had just plowed forth on my own agenda of writing and had not taken the time to truly listen to the voice of God speaking to me through this little bird. Before we go on to talk more about miracles on this 100th Angel Healing House Day of celebration and anniversary, let's go to the phone lines. 719, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Julia. How are you?
I'm very well, Julia. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida, and congratulations on your 100th show.
Thank you very much. The Posse of Angels and I are doing a dance today. We're very, very excited. And, you know, it's as I've said before, it's a weekly show. And when I started it, Julia, they were adamant that I do not have any guests on my show. The only guests are the Posse of Angels. And I said, I don't know if I'll ever get any callers. And they said, we have your back. That's how much the angels are true to their word. We will give you the information and the relevant topics that you need to speak about, and you will be able to fill up an hour. And every week they've come through with me, come through for me, and they're with me, and I just love them to bits.
Wow. How cool is that? That, you know, that they said it and you're living it with your trust and your belief.
Absolutely. And I guess I guess I can set the example that anybody can do this, because these are my posse of angels. The posse of angels is my angelic family, but Julia, you, me, and everybody in this planet has their own group of angels, and you're never alone, and you're always guided, and you're always protected, and you're so cherished and lauded and loved that if we'd only tune into that, we would just be swept away and overwhelmed by it in every minute of every single day.
Oh, nice. The reason I was calling, I have a question, of course.
Okay.
I wanted to get some angelic insight. I've been married over 29 years now, and I'm pretty close to being 100% that I want a divorce. And so I wanted to see what guidance they had around that, and if there, you know, was a time frame that would be the better time to file or to start the process, or.
Okay, I'm shuffling the cards here, and the Posse of Angels are asking me to tell you that I was in the, I'm not saying yours is an abusive marriage, but I was in an abusive marriage for 26 years, and I knew it was abusive when I asked him to marry me. He never asked to marry me because I wasn't that much of a priority for him, but the reason I'm telling you this is I was a different person then. I was rather codependent, I was a victim, and They're bringing this up, and they're saying this because you are not the same person you were. Now, even though it had occurred to me to divorce him, you know, after a few days later after the ceremony, you know, basically, you know, I knew that I'd made a mistake, but I was such a victim, and I, you know, everybody said, how is it going to look if you divorce? And, of course, if you've been married 29 years and I was married 26, I would guess that you were above the age of 45. Okay. You know, in those days, divorce wasn't the same as it is and nowadays. And, you know, they're bringing this up because they're saying like attracts like. And you are certainly not the same person that you were beforehand. And so they're saying, while they would never tell anybody yes or no to divorce anybody, they're saying that you have grown, you have, you are more spiritually aware. It's like you've, it's like they're showing me a coat that you've grown out of. It's too small. And this is fine if you've grown and the person that you're with, you know, continues to spiritually grow as well. But if that person doesn't grow along with you, they're saying we cannot be in alignment with anything in these energies that we've shifted to. That's not 100% in direct alignment with us. And so they're saying that this is a natural separation. The timing for this is up to you. They're showing me that you're in the driver's seat. There's not a right time. There's not a wrong time. There's not a good or a bad. There's only Julia's time, and there's only what Julia desires. And so they also want you to know that you have very powerful intuition. Oh, my gosh. They're even saying that Julia is the metaphysical teacher. Have you ever been told that before?
In different ways, but I haven't grown into, like, walking that yet.
Okay.
I guess I still am resistant to it. I want to experience and feel it so that when I try to teach somebody, I'm talking from a place of knowing, not thinking or have read something or learned something. I want to say it because I know it and I believe it, you know?
Okay, the energies in the relationship that you have in this long-standing marriage are actually restricting you from doing that.
Yeah.
Once you're free from that, then that natural talent, that gift, that gorgeous ability that you have as a spiritual teacher will blossom forth, and you will, because you can't be who you are in an energy that is not 100% in direct alignment with who you are. And so they are applauding you for taking that step forward and honoring and respecting yourself. So let me go to the cards and pull some cards to you. See what comes out. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Oh, I get such a good feeling about your, you know, your not too distant future, actually. Okay, perfect card. The death card. The death card comes in. And, you know, a lot of people go, ooh, the death card. But this is a wonderful card. This denotes not only change in your life, but a complete new beginning. So you're being applauded for this new beginning in your life. Let me see. The next card is the victory card, the triumph card, the six of wands. Because of your decision to honor and finally respect yourself and not to be bound and constricted by this relationship or by who you were formerly, then you are going to triumph and you're going to be victorious. You're going to feel like you're stepping forward triumphantly. Oh, my gosh. Look at all, you know, when horses come in my readings, I always read that as personal power. And, my dear, do you know tarot cards?
Somewhat, but not like all of them or all their meanings and all that.
Okay. You got the death card. There's a horse there. The six of wands. He's riding a horse. And my strength card is an eight card, which is the number of fulfillment, abundance, and prosperity, and just feeling rich within. And he's traveling forward at a great speed on his horse. This is all about personal power. This is all about you honoring and respecting yourself and reigning in your personal power, Julia. I would love you to send me an email. And if you need some help along your path as you make decisions, please reach out to me. And that's not empty words. Many of my listeners and my viewers, my clients and my students know that if you send me a question I was just wondering about, I'll be that spiritual mentor for you. Send me if you're in doubt on where to step forth. You know why? And the posse of angels are nodding their head. I've been there before. And I did it by myself. Maybe I had to do it by myself to gain more strength or empowerment or really, you know, be tested. I can tell you that I would have loved a Claire Candy Hopps who have said to me, hey, well, you know, in those days we didn't have computers, we didn't have emails, but hey, if you have questions and you're uncertain as you step forth on this new and beautiful valued path of yours, just send me an email. I'm very accessible.
Wow. Thank you very much. I appreciate that because, I'm going to be doing it alone because I live in Colorado. I'm here in Florida because my mother just went through a major surgery and I'm here while she recovers. But I'm in Colorado by myself and my husband and I have basically no family or friends there to...
As of today, this very important 100th show to me and the posse of angels, you now have a friend in Claire Candy Hoff. Just send me an email. Don't think I don't want to bother her. Send me an email, and as my gift to you, I will help you along this journey, this new and wonderful journey that you're about to step on, Julia.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's wonderful and very kind and generous of you to make that offer.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you so much, and I'm sending you so much love. Take care.
Well, thank you. God bless. You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. Next caller, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. It's Susie.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
And I'm trying to hang in there.
why are they showing me hearts around you?
Is beautiful.
Why are they showing me? They're showing me lots of different red hearts and pink hearts. And what's going on with those hearts?
I don't know, but I just really wanted to tell you that I absolutely and positively love your stories of you and Peter, and I want to wish you a double happy anniversary for your show and for you and Peter. And I wish everybody has a love story like yours and Peter's. And
oh,
I so desire that for myself, but I am so happy for others that have it.
Oh, Susie, thank you so much. You know what the Posse of Angels is saying? They're saying that you have this love story already. It's the love, and it's got to start with the love for yourself. Because this love that I share with Peter, is not ours. It's ours, but it wouldn't have come about if he did not turn the mirror back on himself and love himself first, and it would not have happened if I didn't realize the love that I had for myself. So why they're showing me all those hearts and the pink hearts and the red hearts, they're beautiful. They're saying, Susie, you have this greatest love story in the world, and that's the love of yourself. And once you realize and tap into that divine eternal nature, that extraordinary divine love inside of you, then you will easily be a magnet and a beacon to draw that love to you in your physical incarnation.
Oh, well, do you feel like there's somebody that I already know that will come drawing nearer to me?
Okay, let's see. You know what? We all have that in our reality that is going to, you know, sort of help us. You know, we all have the tools that we need, but you must be in the direct vibrational and energetic frequency in order to bring that to yourself. So I'm asking the Posse of Angels if Susie has that person in her life already. And they're saying yes. And they're saying that person could be the person that you smile at when you're waiting to go to work, while you're waiting at a bus stop and you see them often, or the person behind the counter at a store where you frequent quite often. Or it could be a person that, you know, you're like two ships that pass in the day, and because your vibrational frequency is not in love alignment, you know, you never get to look at each other or, you know, connect with each other in some sort of way. So they're saying, yes, he is around you. And, okay, I'm just going to ask them if he has raised his love frequency. Has this person raised his love frequency and is waiting for Susie to raise hers? And they're saying yes. He's ready for you.
I have put my feelings out to him, and I have told him how I feel. I don't know where he's going to go from there.
And you have to. And they're saying what is going to help you enormously is to let that go, because that is not within your control. I mean, it reminds me of a beautiful book. It's called The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. And in it, he talks about marriage. And he says, you know, in marriage, you know, be that freestanding pillar. You know, don't lean on each other, because you cannot control the other person. But, you know, be independent and loving in and of yourself. And you have to not put any of your efforts into what that other person does. Allow them to be themselves. Allow the outcome to come naturally and organically. And when you stand independently and you let go of any expectation, then you let the winds of heaven dance between the both of you. And this is really important. This is really important for you to say, okay, I let my feelings be known, but is it divinely meant to be? Okay, the Posse of Angels are saying, if it's divinely meant to be, there's nothing that you can do to stop it from happening. If it's not meant to be, there's nothing that you can do that could bring this together.
Exactly, and this man has my heart and has had my heart now for a couple of years, and I'm just hoping that it'll be the outcome that I desired.
Oh. Okay, this is a great reading. The three cards you got, the first card is the Magician. The Magician is the alchemist. The Magician knows that he can make anything a possibility just by his energy inside of himself. But you can't interfere with free will and free choice. So the Posse of Angels are saying, one of their favorite things is do your best and leave the rest. You've done all that you can do. You've done all that you can do. Now turn the mirror back on yourself and just nurture and nourish your own physicality, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And then if he chooses, then he will step up. If not, and then the next card is the Three of Cups card. This is a celebration. This is a celebration around graduation, around anniversaries, around marriages. So that's a really good sign. And the Six of Swords means once you can absolutely let go of trying to control or any expectations that you might have, then the Six of Swords is you'll be rowing to much peaceful and more calm waters in your life. So, that's why they were showing me all those hearts. That's why they were showing me all those hearts, particularly, Susie, love yourself and the rest of life will fall into line.
Yeah, that was actually a confirmation of how I've been feeling. I've done all I can. I have to let go and let God. And and however it turns out.
You know what the Posse of Angels are saying? Before you go to bed every night, they're showing me a little child kneeling by the side of the bed, you know, with their hands in prayer position, saying prayers. You don't have to do that. But your intention every night before you go to bed is, thank you, God. I want to co-create with you tomorrow to bring magic to my day. And you show me how I can be fulfilled with nurturing myself and loving myself. Show me ways that I can do that. And you set that intention, that magical intention, for the next day, and you will see how your reality will start to change.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, I hope that's been helpful for you, Susie.
Yes, it has. Thank you so much, Candy. I just love that you're there. And, I count on you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for the anniversary wishes. Have you sent your letter in?
Yes, I sent it to you on Facebook.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I mean, it's just so beautiful the letters that I've been getting, and you're such a valued listener, and the Posse of Angels are saying, please know how valued you are and how extraordinarily special you are, so thank you so much for all your support.
And thank you for always being there and having just the right answers for everybody when sometimes we're not even the callers.
Okay, take care, my love.
Lots of love. Okay, I love you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. 402, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Where are you calling from?
The Midwest.
Midwest. Okay.
Yeah.
What is
right
question?
In the middle.
Okie doke. What is it?
Looking for some messages from my angels.
Okay.
About what's happening with me.
Okay. Any particular area, Sharon?
Love.
Love. Maybe that's why there's, you know, with giving a shout out to my gorgeous peep on our 10th anniversary, which is going to be this coming Friday. Maybe they're bringing people, you know, a lot of times different callers, different listeners, you know, different clients will come together who have the same issues. In different ways. Our first one was Julia, who is divorcing after 29 years, but it still has to do with love. And Susie is about love itself, and yours is about love. So the Posse of Angels are jumping in. Okay, they're chiming
you
in.
You must be the expert today.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what I'm the expert, what area that I am an extraordinary expert on as I shuffle these cards.
Okay.
For 48 years, Sharon, and all you other listeners, I didn't love myself. I was walking a very blind, predictable way. I'm living the life that everybody else told me to live. I was a victim. I was codependent. I was a very different person. And when I had my spiritual awakening, as I connected to my own divine eternal nature in 2003, the greatest thing that I did was I started to love myself. I started to honor myself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And by honoring and nurturing and respecting myself, setting boundaries, communicating 100% openly and honestly what I wanted, you know, not to the detriment of anybody else, but because I authentically and honestly just went back and connected with who I was on a divine level, my whole world started to change.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm the expert on. I am the expert on loving myself, I guess, because that's the example that I show people. I walk the walk. And therefore, my life changed. I mean, I started this in January 2003, and 9 months later, I met Keith at that Come Your Favorite Rock Star party. And in the meantime, in those 9 months, while I was giving birth to who I was, I nurtured and nourished myself. So that's what the Posse of Angels is saying most for you. Don't search for love. You have love already because you are a child of God. You are love. You are divine. The more you live that, the more you experience it in your reality. Let's go to the cards. Okay. I shuffled these cards, I promise you. The first one that comes to you is the Six of Swords. And it's saying that the more that you can respect and honor yourself and nurture who you are and truly love Sharon, love Sharon down to her toenails. Love Sharon down to every cell and molecule in your body. Then love will become much easier for you on the outside. My clients and my students, over the last 10 years, their lives have been transformed because that's what my sessions are about.
Right.
My sessions are about getting them to reconnect with the very divine inside of them. And then allowing the divine naturally and organically to show up in their lives. So the number six in this card is about more joy, more balance, more peace, and certainly calmer waters in your life.
God knows I need it.
Okay. Next card shows the Nine of Wands. And the Nine of Wands shows a man who's been beaten up. He's a little bit... He looks like he's been through the wars. And that's what love can do for us, especially when we keep searching for it outside of ourselves and we don't have it for ourselves inside. You know, like Susie, you know, I said to our last caller, Susie, you know, you could have been like two ships to pass in the night, or you could have been in the, you know, area where this true love of yours is, but if you're not in the exact energetic alignment, it's not going to come together. So, but the Nine of Wands is also telling you that you have come to a completion with just searching for love outside of yourself. And that's why this call is really important today. Turn the mirror back on yourself and bring out that love that you have for yourself because it's already there. Whoa.
Well, there is someone that, you know, I am in love with, that I've So, you know, I just wanted to tell you that just in case that helps you, you know, interpret.
Yep. Well, the next card is a confirmation of that, is the King of Pentacles. And as soon as I turned it over, I said, there he is. I said, he's already in your life. He's there. But also, he may not have, the posse of angels are telling me that he hasn't come home to himself as yet. There are still things that need to be cleared and cleansed from an emotional point of view for him to let go and allow love in his life as well. And that you can't control.
Right.
All you can do, you know, all you can do is, you know, expect the best without having expectations.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's the hard one, isn't it?
It's difficult if you make it difficult.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, if you say, I expect the best in life.
Right.
But I don't have any expectations on how that's going to come in.
Right.
And then you live from that high vibrational state. Then you will get high vibrational people and situations and events in your life and all of those things.
Yeah.
So that
there has been so much turmoil. Honey, it's just been unbelievable. So I'm praying that it's, from the sounds like it, there's
yeah.
the peace coming. You know, it's... I'm praying that the worst is over.
The worst is over. They're saying the worst is over. And they're showing, I usually pull three cards. They said to pull another one. And the Knight of Wands, that knight in shining armor, there's movement
yeah.
around that. So they're saying, hold true. Hold true
okay.
to that you deserve and you're, you know, you honor yourself and you deserve a beautiful love in your life. But first give that to yourself.
Right.
So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It has, sweetie. Thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate
take care.
It.
Lots of love.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller, 850. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Sally, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Sally from Florida. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Do you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
Yes, I wanted to talk with you to get any messages from the angels as far as anything that I might need to do. I'm really working very hard on my spiritual path, but is there anything that I need to be doing to clear my path?
Okay. The greatest thing the posse, while I'm shuffling the cards, the greatest thing the posse of angels is telling you to do is to stop trying to be spiritual. You are spiritual already. You're a child
yes.
of God. You're a child of God, and as such, this is your divine, true, eternal nature. Nobody has to do anything to be spiritual.
Exactly.
Live the life of spirituality that is yours as your divine inheritance. See the earth as a gift that you've been given, as a blessing. Stop searching outside of yourself. Use your eyes to see the wonder and the enchantment, the magic and the miracle of your sight, of your hearing, of your taste, of your senses, of the gift of the trees and the flowers and clean air to breathe and everything. We are that representation of spirituality. And it's there all around us. And all you have to do is start living it. It's truly to start living it, Sally. And then you'll be amazed. If you live as if everything is a miracle, you'll be amazed at the amount of miracles that will come into your life. Let's go to the cards and see the Five of Pentacles comes up. The Five of Pentacles is often read as the last card. But in this guise, they're saying, put more emphasis on I am a spiritual being having a spiritual experience, having a human experience, and therefore everything will become a miracle in your life. The next
That's
one.
Interesting because I've been every day doing the Wayne Dyer I Am meditation. And by the way, I ordered your wonderful book when you were on Rosie's show, Faith. Yes, I got that. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank
Angels
you so
of
much.
Angels of Faith. Yes.
Angels of Faith. Thank you so much for ordering that precious little book and that the bird, that God spoke to me through that little bird. But the second card for you, Sally, is the justice card. And that justice card is saying, live your truth. All anybody has to do is live their truth, be as authentic, honest, open, and transparent as you possibly can be, and life will look after itself. Know that you are loved. The truth will be done. And just stand there empowered, and then life will be that reflection of who you are as you present yourself to the world. Now, this is a really good card. The third card is the judgment card. And it's not about judging so much as it's about a new phase in your life is happening as a result of you being who you are and representing that to the world as a spiritual being.
Right.
Whether you want to take up a spiritual practice or learn a modality like Reiki or go on to do more metaphysical work in your life, you certainly have this ability inside of you.
Yes, and that's my path that I am taking. I'm already a healer and have studied different modalities, but I'm in the process of fine-tuning mediumship experiences and training with different groups. And it's all just opening up for me now.
Okay, you know what? You know what they're saying? You are ready. You might not think you're ready, but you are ready to start your own group.
Yes, I am. I agree with that.
And they're saying, build it and they will come.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for you, Sally. I'm just getting shocked up and down.
Yes, I am too. I am
you
too.
You are the great metaphysical teacher, and you need to step out and facilitate people to know that death is not the end. So please, 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 step forth and start your own group, because
I will.
You were given this gift in order to share it with the planet.
All right. Thank you very much, dear. Thank you for taking my call. Bye bye.
Have
many blessings.
Beautiful day. You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, dear. Bye bye.
And thank you so much to all of those callers. Let's see if we have anybody else hanging on the line. The 720 number, you dropped out. Could you please call back, 720? I would like to speak to you as well. So before your phone call, we were speaking about the miracle of Angels of Faith and the miracle of God speaking to me through the little bird to bring forth this heaven-sent book. You know, the funny thing about this is the Posse of Angels is saying that these type of miracles are continuously happening all around us, and they are just waiting for us to be still enough to allow them to come in to affect our beautiful lives. But the majority of people are so busy in that they push and controlling life and focusing on only the big things to happen that they do not tune into how God wants to bring forth and bless us with absolute gems of messages along our life's path. You know, most people miss out on the miracles of life because they are seemingly small and insignificant, just like the little bird. And outwardly, they look like a diversion that is actually taking us off the path of fulfilling our agenda. But the funny thing about life is that the more we can let go of our limited plan and give our schedule over to God's agenda, then things will always work out in the most miraculous of ways. The Posse of Angels is chiming in here, and they're saying that humans are under the misguided impression that life works in straight lines. If I would have completely ignored the little bird and not allowed for any disruptions as I stubbornly pursued writing my third book, The Miracle of Angels of Faith would not have occurred. Now, having lived my life these past 11 years, being led by divine providence, I do not stubbornly pursue my own will, but I will to will God's will. That's because God always has my best interest at heart. And you know what? I don't question him. The miracle of how angels of faith entered my life has taught me that each time that I'm urged to stop and reflect and take time to receive and allow my divine presence to guide me, even if it's off of the path that I painstakingly scheduled, I know that God is showing me the very next way to my next miracle. Angels of Faith is a perfect enlightened holiday gift to share with others and reminds us of just how truly divine we all are. If you'd like to order Angels of Faith, you can do so on my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, or you can call me at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. Again, that number to call me at Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to conclude this glorious 100th anniversary show, I will share with you the beautiful poem that is featured at the beginning of the book, Angels of Faith. It's entitled The Angel Poem, and it's written by a very special man in my life. It's written by my father. His name is Leonard Milgram. He's a wonderful poet. And this poem beautifully expresses how special and unique and divine each and every one of us is. And the poem, the angel poem, goes like this. An angel once drew near to me and said in heavenly voice, I will give you but one wish. Pray, what will be your choice? I said, my godly messenger, I've traveled far and wide. I've had the best of teachers. You see, I'm not untried. And if I must but make one wish, well, my mind is clear and free. For rather than own all the world, let me but myself be. And that's the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to all of you who have wished me a happy Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio 100th show. And for those that have wished me an early happy anniversary for Pete and myself for our 10th year wedding anniversary this coming Friday, thank you to all those who are listening in to Blog Talk Radio and supporting and encouraging me. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please send me an email and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your absolutely glorious, divine, beautiful, radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an extraordinary, beautiful life for yourself. I'm sending love and angel blessings to you all. Until we speak next week, have an absolutely beautiful week and take care of your beautiful life. Bye.